Be sure to follow the podcast on whatever listening platform you are on. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many other listening platforms. They will all be linked down below. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at T-Card Podcast and Instagram Transparency Card. We are starting a visual podcast segment, which will be available on YouTube. Just subscribe to my channel, Chrissy Stevens, CRISSYSTEVENS, so you can see behind the scenes clips, see full episodes, actually, you know, get a taste of what I'm like physically, I guess, learn about and get to know my guests that I have on. And it's a good, fun time over there. So definitely go subscribe and do not forget to drop a rating if you enjoyed the podcast today's episode. And yeah, thank you guys. And let's get back into this episode. As Thanksgiving approaches, I've been thinking a lot about what it symbolizes for myself and for others. And that would be gratitude. Like, Thanksgiving, obviously, like, it's about giving, but it's more so about being grateful that you even have something to give or that you're receiving something. And honestly, I'm that person that, like, does not give a crap about Thanksgiving. Like, I'm that person that once October is over, Halloween is done, like, it's Christmas. Like, November 1st, I have my little holiday playlist with my Jackson 5 Christmas album. And yes, my Justin Bieber Mistletoe on repeat, absolutely. And I'm just that person that goes straight into Christmas. And I completely ignore, like, Thanksgiving. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I've never really valued it as a holiday. Like, it's cool. Like, I get to make good food and, like, eat. But it's never meant anything to me. And it's so funny that, like, now as I've gotten older, especially this year, like, I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, I actually want to savor this day and experience it in its entirety and not just skip over it to get to Christmas like most of us kind of do. And again, I think it's because of what it symbolizes. Like, Thanksgiving symbolizes gratitude. Gratitude has been a massive part of becoming who I am today, like within this past year. Gratitude and recognizing it and appreciating it has, like, morphed me into this completely different person. Or it's made me honestly realize things about myself that I never would have. And I think that's why I'm feeling really drawn to this holiday that literally symbolizes gratitude and emphasizes it. And so today's episode is dedicated to Thanksgiving and what it means to us. So similarly to Columbus Day and a lot of other holidays that we've pretty much buried, the origins of Thanksgiving aren't the most reputable. And so, like, it's basically a holiday dedicated to pilgrims who didn't know how to make their own food, so they had to have indigenous people help them. And it gets a little gorier after that, but I'm not focusing on its origins and more so on what it symbolizes for us today. I feel like after 2020, so much has shifted, so much has changed for pretty much everyone. And I think 2020 needed to happen because it opened our eyes to so much. 2020 was kind of like this massive reset for all of us. And I say this for many reasons. You know, people lost their jobs, people lost loved ones, people became hyper aware of social issues they maybe were somewhat conscious of before but didn't have the time to or didn't really care to prioritize before. But now, being stuck at home quarantining, they had to because it was in their face every single day. People were forced to come to terms with their health, their mental health, their physical health. A lot of people started spiritual journeys. That's why, to me, like, 2020, even though it was a really terrible year for some, and a really good one for others. At the end of the day, it was needed. It was necessary. It was this massive reset that we didn't know we needed, because before 2020, all of us were pretty much taking our lives and our places in our lives for granted. One day I was in school always complaining about having to take an hour-long train ride to get to class and complaining about going to work, and then suddenly like I didn't have a job, and suddenly I was taking my classes online and just sitting in the same spot on my bed all day reading PowerPoints and completely missing human interaction. I missed going out to restaurants and cafes and sitting with friends, going to parties. I missed like going to the grocery store without having to wait in line. I missed not having to wear a mask everywhere I went. You know, like these very simple things in life, right, that were so normal to us were taken away from us. And those were things that we took for granted. In a way, like I took my friendships for granted, school for granted for sure. I used to complain about it all the time. And then suddenly I couldn't go anymore. And I felt like I was missing a part of myself. I didn't feel like I was actually learning anything. I began to actually value class so much more because I couldn't physically go. Not being able to physically be there and like kind of ignore the professor and zone out. When class started online, like I'd be so attentive. I was just like the best student ever, because it was like, this is all I have now, so I have to make the most of this. School became therapeutic for me in that way too, because there's so much going on in the world right now. This is the best distraction for me. We were like stripped of our distractions. Like a lot of the things that came into light in 2020, or that were more so emphasized, these were issues that always existed, and we were forced to like come to terms with its existence and make the choice of whether to do something about it or not, to care about it or not. I'm saying all this because that just shows you like how blinded we were by our own realities and our own circumstances, and honestly our own kind of selfishness in a way. I think a lot of us, we are so focused on what's going on with ourselves that it's easier to kind of ignore what's happening outside of us, because we're just concerned with how we feel and what we accomplish in our life. It's rare that we take a step back and appreciate that we have so much, especially in comparison to maybe other groups of people who may not have it as good as we do. But we keep our heads down and we're so worried about where we're gonna go and what we don't have that we forget to think about what we actually do have. And so like 2020 definitely taught me a lesson about gratitude. I came to appreciate my friends more. I came to appreciate my family more. I came to appreciate myself a lot more, and to really want to become a better person. Seeing everything that was going on in the world, not only did it open my eyes to so many injustices and open my eyes to my own privilege, it also reminded me of my need to contribute to the world. You know, like 2019, had you asked me like before 2020, like 2019 was like the best year of my life, because like I was just doing whatever. I had a good paying job. I was in college. I was single. My best friend was single for the first time. We were going out like every single day, drinking, just having a ball, just doing whatever the heck we wanted, being like selfish kids, as we should be, because when you're young, now's your time to be selfish and do all the stupid, superficial stuff that you want. So that way, like when you're older, you know, you can say you did it. You didn't miss out on anything. You lived your life to the fullest point when it was meant to be lived, and then you transition into a new sector of your life and you don't have any regrets because you did it all. But honestly, yeah, we were just doing whatever we wanted and not paying attention to issues that were outside of us and that may have been affecting other people. And then 2020 happened and it was like this massive shock. Suddenly the world issues are on our shoulders, and suddenly we are like hyper aware of everything going on. It shakes your reality. So that's why I say 2020 for me was the best year of my life, because even though like I did battle with like depression and stuff like that, I grew so much. I grew more in that year than probably any other year of my life so far. And I'm thankful for that, to like bring it back full circle. Thanksgiving this year, I feel like it's going to mean so much more to so many of us because 2020 forced us to appreciate the simple things in life that we neglected to appreciate. I think that because of the society that we live in, it's easy to kind of fall into this self-obsessed loop where you're constantly trying to like one-up yourself. So you're kind of forgetting to take a step back and look around. And because 2020 put the world on pause, now we ended up having to do that. A lot of us took the lessons of 2020 with us into 2021. I've noticed a lot of people are on their spiritual journey this year, getting in touch with their higher power, chasing their dreams, making a bigger contribution to their communities, going after their passion, starting a side hustle, starting a business. I think all of that stems from gratitude. I think all of that stems from choosing to not take life for granted. You stop taking life for granted when you appreciate things. And I think like another part of it too is like simplicity. When those really simple elements of our lives were kind of stripped away from us, we were like, oh my gosh, you know, like remember how everyone was going like batshit crazy over toilet paper? Like my mom was one of those people that was like hoarding toilet paper in our house. And I was like, this is what we're worried about, guys. This is really what we're stressing over, toilet paper. Like that's what we're doing here. Like, okay, like hand sanitizer, I understand. Still don't know why Staples, I think it was Staples or Office Max, somebody decided to jack up the price of hand sanitizer to like $135, like to profit off of the hysteria. I thought that was absolutely disgusting. But like toilet paper, guys, like damn, people were really more terrified of not being able to wipe their asses than they were of a virus. Like it was just so weird. I really but like yeah, like I think that a lot of us are beginning to understand that like life truly is short, and on top of that, it's unpredictable. I think when people come to that realization, like at least for myself, it made me want to enjoy my life all the more. And the best way for me to enjoy my life is really through simplicity and recognizing and savoring the little things in my life. Like I'm thankful I have a place to live. I'm thankful for even just one source of income, because even that for so many people in America is hard to come by. I'm thankful that my parents are alive and healthy. I'm thankful that I have a family that I know I can always rely on. I'm thankful for really incredibly loyal friends that love me. I'm thankful to have people in my life that understand me or try to understand me. I'm thankful for the air that I breathe. I'm thankful that I get to wake up every single day, because that's a luxury that so many people aren't allotted. I'm thankful to have people in my life that care about me and that I care about. I'm thankful to have experienced love. I'm thankful to have experienced heartbreak. I'm thankful that I was able to afford and go to college. I'm thankful that I'm passionate about something. I'm thankful that I have a connection to God. I'm thankful that I have a strong trust in myself. I'm pretty much thankful for every single thing in my life. Like I'm thankful for the small interactions that I have with people on a daily basis, because before we took that for granted and people would be like, at least me, like I'd be like, oh, I just want to be alone, like everyone's so annoying. And now it's like, I'm so thankful that I got to have a cup of coffee in a cafe with my best friend today. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so thankful that I get to hug people again. Like, I went a whole year without hugging anybody but, like, my family. And even then, we were still kind of weird about touching. I'm thankful I can do that now. I'm thankful I can kiss someone again. You know, like, those little things that we take for granted. And now every one of those things just seems so precious to us, you know? I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm on my way to work. This was just something that I wanted to share to hopefully get you into the spirit of Thanksgiving, to remind you that life and finding happiness in life isn't all about like making the most money or being madly in love with what you do for work. It really can just be these small, simple things that add to your life by appreciating them. Like I could say like, oh my gosh, like I wish I had a bigger apartment, but it's like, dude, the fact that I even have my own place, the fact that I could even afford to live on my own, the fact that I have a source of income to do that, like that's amazing. You know what I mean? So it's like shifting your perspective and appreciating every single thing that you have and appreciating exactly where you are, not only because there's someone out there who definitely has it worse than you, but because this life, like there's no such thing as perfection. Like you just have your life and you have what you have and you're always going to grow. You're always going to change. You're always going to find yourself somewhere new. And you should appreciate the fact that where you are right now, one, is probably temporary to begin with. Like you're probably not going to be where you are right now, like in a month from now or a year from now or whatever. So you should appreciate that now, because it's funny how like once we get to where we want to go, we look back and we're like, dang, even though like that was a shitty apartment, like I had so much fun in there. Like I made so many awesome memories and I was living off the bare minimum, but I was still just like having fun. Like you don't want to look back on your life and feel regret that you didn't take advantage of what you had or that you didn't allow yourself to enjoy what you had because you were so worried about the next thing. So if anything, 2020 has taught me to look up more and to look at my surroundings more and to just be more mindful of what I have in my life and in my space and be thankful for that. And so that's why I'm so excited for this Thanksgiving to just celebrate like life and the simple things. And I hope that this inspires you guys to do the same and to definitely reach out to people and tell them that you love them and all of that, because life is beautiful. Everything you have, even if you're going through a hard time, that's just what life is sometimes. And like the fact that you're still here, you have something to be grateful for. Even if you lose everything, the fact that you're here alive, like still breathing, at least one thing to be grateful for. So this week and on this holiday, like I encourage you guys to just appreciate the little things in your life that maybe 2020 took from you or that 2020 made you appreciate, you know, like emphasize that even more on this holiday. Tell people that you love them, make amends with people that maybe hurt you or you hurt. Life is way too short to hold a grudge and to be prideful. Take a step back, take a look around, take your surroundings in, thank whoever you believe in for it, thank yourself for it, whatever. And I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode, this baby episode. Thanks so much for listening.